This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Billy Joe. I just got a text from Jane. She must be listening right now because she's like, yet another song to be obsessed with right now. The Billy Joe Owns Me. She is right. It's so good. I've always liked that song. Tiffany did it in the 80s. That was amazing. It wasn't amazing. Anyway, Billy Joe just did a great rendition of that, and it's sort of become the unofficial theme song for the whole self-isolation thing.
Who's the original?
Tommy James and the Shondells.
Oh, that's why I don't know.
Sure you do. You know that song Crimson and Clover, don't you? That's a Tommy James tune.
Yeah, I know that as a
Joan Jett song. No, it's a Tommy James and the Shondells. They're amazing. They're actually like kind of like a crazy psychedelic. They're really cool. Huh. Anyway, I only know them because my dad was into them. Mm. You know, I think they're like maybe 60s, maybe 70s. I don't know. Time. It's hard. Anyway, Billy Joe Armstrong, he's of Green Day fame. In case you're not familiar, he's got a song out that's sort of become the anthem for this whole thing. All right, Vinny, let's do the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. All right, here's what's happening. You know what's weird? We've heard about the toilet paper running out at the markets. One of the things I keep thinking about is how desperately dry my hands are. And I know that is, what do they call that? First world problems. But boy, lotion, you'd think, would be the item at the markets that are running out quick, because I've had to lotion my hands,
they're
15 times a day.
Really dry, because a lot of us, like, we have hand sanitizer everywhere. It's like in the car, it's all the doors, and we're hand sanitizing. That stuff will dry the out of your hands, and the constant hand washing.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I have two cracked knuckles right now, like on the top side. Can you see on the tops of my finger? Like, they dried and cracked. I'm like, okay, Sarah, I think it might be time to add Curel to the daily routine. Dummy.
So this news report also brought to you by lotion.
Yeah, thanks, lotion. You're good.
Hey, so we talked earlier. Sarah told us the story of Dr. Anthony Fauci, or Fauci, whatever. He made an appearance on Steph's podcast. And so, and he's the face of this thing. He's working within the Trump administration. But he's the guy, and here's the quote that I wanted to mention to you again. This is the guy who's out there, and he has said, "Stop trying to set deadlines for when things can start returning to normal. The virus is going to make its own timeline. We'll probably need another stimulus before this thing's over as well." Although that stimulus did help, because not only did the stock market rebound, but a lot of people's moods have lifted to some extent, as $1,200 is headed to a lot of people's bank accounts starting very soon.
Well, and that's, you know, I don't want to go into it too much. I just feel like $1,200 isn't going to change anybody's life. Like, okay, it helps.
No, not in the Bay Area either. No, you're not paying rent with that.
No, for sure. And it does seem like a drop in the bucket of what some families are going to be going through. And So to think that this has to happen again next month, I mean, this whole, like, we're starting to throw the T word around like we did with the B word. Like, billion has become just a thing that people... Remember when we were kids and $1 million seemed like the... Like, if you had $1 million, you'd be... It's unattainable. Nobody could ever have that much. And now right. It's like, how many billions are there? And now suddenly trillions is becoming the word, and it's just... Feels a little unrealistic, but
how
okay.
Can a trillion be woefully underfunded for anything?
I just don't know.
Weird. $2.2 trillion stimulus should be more than enough. But anyway, that remains to be seen. Just trying to run through a few of these numbers with you that aren't going to make you cry. There's at least 2.6 billion people worldwide on lockdown. That's more than the entire population of the planet during World War II.
Say that number again, 2.6
billion? 2.6 billion people worldwide are on lockdown. India went into lockdown. I believe their population alone is
close
1.
To a billion. Yeah.
I think it's over a billion.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's if you're feeling very alone... Know that most of the world is doing exactly what you are, hiding in the house. Unless, of course, you're one of the people who's out there rescuing the rest of us. And that includes you, Stock Boy. We need you to go to work at the grocery store. I'm not kidding. It's super important.
And thank you.
Thank you, for sure. Mm. Egg sales are up.
Eggs? Eggs are great.
Hey, eggs are an important part of a healthy diet.
I agree with that. I love eggs.
Mm-hmm.
They're wonderful. And so we could, in the apocalypse, chickens, they'll be a good commodity.
Right.
You know, don't eat them. Don't eat the chickens. Just eat the eggs.
Hey, yeah. I wanted to mention this. If you're not watching a show called Ozark, that's fine. That's your problem. Or good luck. Or good for you. I mean, you now have a new show you can watch. Ozark's excellent. And season 3 drops today.
So excited.
Oh, you're into it.
Oh, I love it. I mean, so what is this? Season 3.
Season 3.
Means that if you haven't watched it at all, you've got some great TV ahead of you. That is what a show. I love Ozark. It's Jason Bateman and Laura Linney. And then a cast of additional characters, like the chick who plays Ruthie is my new favorite actress. And there's a few people on there. It's great. It's really, you're lucky. You get to binge it.
Well, lucky us. The new season's dropping this weekend. Plenty of time to watch it, too.
I'm in negotiations with Hooman as to how we're going to handle this. But I feel like, listen, we're on lockdown, dude. I can't be holding off. Because we've watched all the other seasons together, and he loves that show. But I feel like I'm in a strong position to negotiate out of it.
Well.
So what's he going to do? Come here and beat me up?
Well, he could come and stay with you guys. I mean, if he
no.
What?
No, he can't.
I think he's busy. He can, though.
I think he's got to stay at his apartment in the city.
Here are the 10 things we're buying way more of now: aerosol disinfectants, thermometers, oat milk, fresh meat alternatives, rubbing alcohol, powdered milk, multi-purpose cleaners, dried beans, bath and shower wipes, and toilet paper. So people are still spending money out there. It's just differently than they would normally. We'd be gearing up for summer,
right?
You'd be buying your swim trunks for the upcoming season.
And I gotta get a convertible.
Getting fresh sunscreens, trading out the old ones from a year or two ago.
Sure. New set of sandals, get some new flip-flops going.
Not quite at the top of the list
yet
for the upcoming summer. Here's a couple good news stories for you. A company called Prisma Health came up with a new splitter that lets 4 patients use 1 ventilator at the same time. The FDA rushed approval, and now they're sharing it with hospitals all over the world. The company behind Dyson vacuum cleaners designed a new ventilator in 10 days, and they're in the process of making 15,000 of them.
Wow. I like my Dyson. I have a couple Dyson vacuum cleaners. Got the little handheld one, and I think it might have been you who told me about the Dyson Animal. That's the one we use.
Yeah, it's a really good vacuum.
Yeah.
They work great. And this is not an ad. I mean, it kind of works out to be one, but it's not.
Congratulations, Dyson. You just got a free. No, I love my Dyson. And what I like about it is I don't like vacuum bags. So I like to just pull the canister off and dump.
Yeah.
That's awesome. It's freaking awesome. Love it.
So I mentioned that there's free stuff.
Free stuff? I love
free stuff.
In
the news. And I wanted to make sure I get to this before I even do any other stories, because a lot of companies are out there giving free stuff to our healthcare workers. So let me read this list. I'm jumping ahead because I'm starting to see my time is going to leave me. Oh, by the way, the lottery is going to be way underfunded. This is not the best time to hit the jackpot. People aren't getting out and buying their tickets and funding the darn thing.
Well, right. And I wonder if just a bunch of outlets that normally would be selling it just aren't open.
Right. Okay. Here are the companies that are offering free stuff to medical workers during the COVID-19 pandemic.
All right.
Starbucks is among them, offering free coffees.
I didn't know Starbucks was open still. I guess they just haven't been out there in the world.
I don't know if they're doing in store, like have a seat, enjoy your cup. I think
maybe
it's
only
drive
throughs are open.
Like, yeah, take this to go.
I see.
Be on your way. Crocs. They even say here, yes, they look goofy.
No, they don't. They're awesome.
But doctors, nurses, and other medical workers are among Crocs' major markets because they're comfortable to stand in for long periods and they're easy to clean. It looks like Crocs is offering. We are working hard to donate 10,000 pairs of Crocs a day to those working in healthcare and currently have more than 400,000 people in line. All we can do is ask for your patience, but they plan to fill those orders with free Crocs for healthcare workers.
Yeah, Crocs are awesome.
What?
You heard me. I've been yelling about Crocs from the rooftops for years. I love them. I'm looking at six pairs right now by the back door. If you come over to my house, I'll give you a pair of Crocs you can wear in the backyard. No problem.
America's biggest coffee chain is set to give a tall, hot, or iced coffee to healthcare workers through May 3rd.
Oh.
That offer goes for more than just doctors and nurses, police officers, firefighters, paramedics, and other hospital or medical staffers also eligible for a free tall coffee from Starbucks.
That's, you know, these are, I like these stories. I really do. It's just, you know, we are good people. Most of us are, I mean, there's awful people out there, you know, the people who loot during fires and, you know, there are awful people. But we're, you know, I like to think that something like this is going to bring us all closer together and make us appreciate each other a little more.
I hope you're right.
Me too.
Allbirds is another shoe company, and I believe they're a Bay Area company, and
Allbirds? They
are offering Allbirds, yes. Huh. I believe they are also offering shoes. They initially were offering free shoes, and I think they've had to switch that up to if you buy a pair, they'll donate a pair to a healthcare worker for free. But they were giving out free pairs as well, obviously. Going out of business isn't going to help anybody. So they,
right. Well said.
Krispy Kreme. Mm. They're offering donuts. The Donut Giant's offering a free dozen on Mondays through May 11th to anyone who works in a medical sector who shows up with their employee badge. It's not a one-time thing. Docs can go back for more each week or even in the same day.
No. Oh. But on Mondays... It's Medical Mondays.
Mm-hmm. So definitely something worth looking into there for you.
Yeah, if you're out there, if you have to leave your house and head to a hospital, head to the front lines, then, you know, it's nice to know that there are some businesses out there that can give you a little spot of happiness.
Right. So, okay, there's some of the free stuff. If you want to, you can do a search. There's actually, where did I find this one? I probably found it in the email that Nicole sent to me.
awesome searching technique. That's great. You guys are doing a great job keeping us prepped, too, I have to say.
Just do a search, and you'll be able to find an article on all the free stuff available to you, as people do, and us included, want to thank you for your efforts. I know it's not nearly enough. $1 million would be a lot better, but sure. I don't personally have that.
Not to donate.
Let's see here. Back to some of the other good news. Miller Lite just donated $1 million to help bartenders. They're asking other people to match it by donating to the Bartenders Guild.
Yeah, that's one sector that's out of work. You can't get your drinks to go, I understand. They won't have them in the car.
There's a video going viral of people in Atlanta out on their balconies giving a round of applause to healthcare workers during a shift change. This is another tearjerker for me. The buildings all across the UK turned blue last night to thank doctors and nurses for how hard they're working. Organizers called it the Light It Blue campaign. I imagine the blue is for the scrubs?
No, just, you know, isn't that the color? Like the you know, like Blue Cross.
Oh.
Blue Shield.
Okay.
I don't know. Hospitals. Blue is the hospital color, right?
Okay.
Hospital, the H sign in blue. I think. I don't know.
I'm just curious. Mm. Anyway, that's nice to see. I imagine after the end of a long shift, getting a little applause would be nice.
Sure. Yeah. If after this is all over, you know, anybody wants to stand outside the building as we leave, that'd be, you know, we'd appreciate that. Because our job is so crucial. Oh, wouldn't it be nice if the world actually worked like that? That, you know, whatever, you know, you go in, you're a barista and you make drinks all day, and then you come outside and there's a bunch of just happy customers going, you know what? That's what a great job you did today. Fantastic. You know, the trash worker leaving work. Oh, you know, great job picking up the trash today. All the people.
One thing I wanted to mention before we tap out, and I unfortunately, my MacBook, I got a MacBook Pro that's only like 2 years old, and this thing is just buggy as hell.
Oh, you
what
need to bring that to
junk.
Maybe you got something on there that's screwing it up.
I don't know. But anyway, it's died on me, so I can't get the text. But you can text us, and I'll read them back next time. 800-400-3697. Bryn, if you have access to the text, feel free to jump in with a couple.
Right.
Here's something that you may or may not know. COVID-19, that name is actually Coronavirus Disease 2019. That's what it stands for.
Oh, Coronavirus Disease 19. Imagine that.
COVID-19 is Coronavirus Disease 2019. The actual name of the virus is SARS-CoV-2. And that's, I told you guys, this is in the family of the SARS that we dealt with once before and something else called MERS. But so this is not, we've seen something like this before.
Just not, didn't get as widespread.
By the way, the N95 masks, the 95 is, it blocks 95% of airborne particles as small as 1/3 of a micron thick.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what that means?
I have no idea. It sounds tiny.
Yeah.
It sounds minuscule.
It sounds super dangerous.
Right. I didn't even know there were micron particles. It's scaring the hell out of me.
Right. Anyway, I think that gets us current.
I've got a couple of texts if you want
good.
Some.
Yeah, go ahead.
Here's a 415. Overnight lotion. It really helps. Get some. I use it every night and feel like I start every morning with soft new hands to destroy. LOL. Thanks.
Isn't that getting all gucky on the sheets?
I don't know. They're just recommending it. Sarah.
Right. Yeah, right.
Try looking into, it's called an extension, Chrome extension. Download the Netflix Party. You can stream the show with Human and chat.
Oh.
I don't even know how that works.
We talked about this, that they had just done something where you can Netflix and chill with people who aren't at your house.
Right.
Boy, I should listen to myself more. I think we mentioned that.
Oh, hey, did I mention there's rain in the forecast for the weekend?
Is there? Oh,
yep.
When?
For the weekend.
Oh.
Rain in the forecast for the weekend. You know the microclimate, so
yeah,
there's no possible way to give you any detailed info.
Super blue sky here. What does it look like at your house?
Hold on.
All right. Oh, Bryn.
Gray blue. It's not too dark yet, but it's
not. And what about you, Nicole? What's it look like in downtown San Francisco?
It's super sunny here in San Francisco.
Yeah, super sunny here too.
Looks beautiful out there.
All right, one last one here from
707. Al Pastor Poppy, 415. Taco truck in SF gives healthcare workers 50% off item of the day, and his food is amazing. Bring a badge or come by and clean scrubs.
All right.
Come by clean and clean scrubs, please. You keep your,
before
scrubs.
Work, not after.
Yeah, on your way in. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, new music, and I believe that we are going to have a capeless hero on with us as well.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.